Hi, it's Casey. Thanks for tuning in. This week, we shine on with Brianna Borton of the Dragon Tree, who agrees we know what the dream is in our heart, but why do we go off course?
We all know, but I think we're not listening because we are going so quickly. And so it's like as if you're driving a car and you kind of start going the wrong direction, but you're going so quickly that it just all of a sudden you're like in a completely different place than you thought you were aiming for.
Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show. It's brought to you by the Center for Dermatology, Cosmetic and Laser Surgery in Mount Kisco. Visit Dr. David Bank at thecenterforderm.com. You'll be glad you did. Also coming up today, we're going to speak to a whiz kid about what's going on in the universe. Planets are forming from specks of dust as we speak. Did you ever think of that? And you're going to meet a transformational life coach who is going to ask you to get up and make energetic space in your world so you can pull in new experiences. So move the furniture. We're going to need some room. First, meet Brianna Borton, who, along with her husband, Dr. Peter Borton, has created the Dragon Tree, a wellness organization. They own spas in Portland and Boulder, and their new book shares simple principles for creating a balanced and satisfying life. The book, called The Well Life, says our inner wisdom knows what's best for us, but we often veer off course. Why is that?
Yeah, I think it's because we don't have enough slowing down or enough space in our lives to really connect back to that place in ourselves where we do know. So I think that you say, you know, we all know, but I think we're not listening because we are going so quickly. And so it's like as if you're driving a car and you kind of start going the wrong direction, but you're going so quickly that it just all of a sudden you're like in a completely different place than you thought you were aiming for. And I think that there's this space where we need to create for ourselves where we're reflecting and, you know, diving back into what we really want and measuring that against where we are to see if, you know, we are still going the right direction or if we need to correct course.
Yeah. I want to put like a bumper sticker on my refrigerator that reminds me where I want to go. I said to my husband last night, I know what we want. We want to have a vacation, we want to have time together, you know, we want to do more things around the house, but we're not heading anywhere near those things.
Yeah, I think that that's very common.
I don't like it, Brianna. I don't like it.
So I don't like it either.
We start on page 101. Well, we don't start there, but we can find something to really dive in to on page 101 when you do the self-trust personal assessment. What's that all about, self-trust?
Well, we really believe that a huge part of why we're not creating the lives that we want is because we've really lost a ton of trust in ourselves because we've continuously showed ourselves, you know, that maybe you'll say that you'll practice Spanish every day, but then you don't. Or you say that you'll, you know, wake up at 7 o'clock, but then you hit snooze a million times. So we continuously show ourselves that we can't trust ourselves. And when we start to do that, we lose a lot of our power because so much of our power comes from our word and our ability to say that we're going to do something and then completely follow through with it. And so we go through this assessment because we really feel like, you know, you might have a lot of self-trust in one area, like you would definitely pick up your friend from the airport, but you might have a very little trust in another area. Perhaps it's around your own personal goals. And so we think it's important for people to look at those things, not as a matter of like feeling bad or blaming yourself, but just so that you have a great starting place for making a change around that. And we definitely go in a lot into it a lot in the book, how you can make a change in a positive direction so you do start to trust yourself.
Right. And one of the topics we cover so much on this show is how your brain sets you up for failure. You know, new neural pathways have to be formed every time we want to change a habit. So changing a habit, you're going to fail at it 1,000 times before you do consistently get out of bed at 7 o'clock or whatever it is.
Yeah, definitely.
Page 184, your intentions are like stars. My intentions are like stars?
Yeah, we use this analogy to kind of show stars have this gravity around them, and they shine brightly, and they can pull toward them the atmosphere around them. And so we talk about this analogy as if, you know, if you set your intention and then you hold it very clearly for a long period of time, and you continuously like move toward towards that. So there's a lot of action steps there. But then your intention starts to become this like magnetic pull that starts to create more momentum and bringing everything into your life that will support that intention.
Right. Okay. Give me like a great example of that.
Yeah, so I would say, like, I can use one from my own life, having the intention. I've had a lot of intentions in my life that I've set, but recently, even with our book, to, like, have our book get published and to, you know, make it successful, we have set our intention very clearly, Peter and I. We've done the magnetization meditation process, which we have in the book, around it, and we've clearly continued to act towards that goal. So we haven't just been like, oh, I hope that happens, and then like gone off and done something else altogether. We did write the book, and you know, you do the action steps like physically to do it, but then holding the intention for the success of it. And then you start to see like, oh wow, all these things are aligning to make that happen. You know, like for say this radio interview and other people supporting it and people writing wonderful reviews about it. So all these things start to line up to fulfill your intention.
All right, I get it. And then it takes on a life of its own. It has its own energy.
Exactly.
All right, tell me about this magnetization meditation.
So this magnetization meditation is a way that we have found, it's kind of like taking visualization and then making it really physical. I think coming from our backgrounds in body work and Chinese medicine and Ayurveda, we definitely have this understanding how much we store in our bodies. And a lot of times we store negative memories in our bodies, but our bodies are actually capable of storing whatever we want. We can like program ourselves to hold an intention, for instance. And so the magnetization meditation leads you through a visualization of kind of imprinting your intention into your body really deeply so that, you know, even if you're not holding it in your mind, it's still living in your body. And we encourage people to do the meditation like repeatedly over and over again so it goes on the deeper and deeper levels.
I like this. It's so much better than just writing it on your hand.
Right.
All right. Something that really intrigued me, and I said, I can't wait to do this, and now I can't find it, but it's in here. I said, I can't wait to do the mind dump. What's that?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like a lot of the time we have so much going on in our minds all of the time. And so to get it all out and on paper so that you can really assess in a different way, you're able to then clean up, I would say, and decide what you want to come back in and what you decide you don't want in. And I think that so often we don't believe that we have a choice, right? So a choice to carry something with us, a choice to continue with a thought process. And when we put it out on paper, it becomes much more clear, kind of like what we're doing, what we're thinking, and how to move forward with better thoughts and better actions. And I think a lot of times we have like a mixture, you know, I have a lot of positive going on and a lot of negative. And so then to see it all on paper, you get to then choose what you want to move forward with.
Humans tend to think that they'll start acting and feeling elevated as soon as their circumstances become ideal on page 212, but you say don't wait. Why?
Well, I think that we can't wait because there's this idea, and it's such a human thing to do, to just imagine that you're going to live forever. But I think I got in a car accident when I was at a very young age. I was 18. I broke my neck. It was, you know, I was very lucky to live. And it became so clear to me that you don't know. You really don't know how much longer you're going to have. And so we can't wait to be happy. Happiness is our birthright. It is totally an option in every moment. And so if we think that we have to wait for a certain set of circumstances in order to experience that, then we may be waiting forever because those circumstances always can be, our minds will always make them what's next, what's next, what's next. And there's nothing wrong with the what's next. I mean, I certainly love to create and do new things, but you have to be able to be really present with what's now. And being present with what's now gives you the opportunity to really enjoy the moment. And the enjoying of the moment and the appreciating of what is right now actually helps pull in more of that the same, because where our intention goes, more flows. And so if we are continuously, you know, looking to the next thing and I'll be happy when, that's what we're going to get for the rest of our lives. I'll be happy when. Even if you have those circumstances that maybe you wrote down 10 years ago, you have those now and you're like, but we're still not happy because our mind continuously makes a, I'll be happy when. So instead of that cycle, we can be like, I'm happy now. And then you get more of that. I'm happy now. I'm grateful now. And this continues and builds upon itself. And you'll be able to see great momentum when we start to do that.
Brianna Borton, the book is called The Well Life. Visit thewelllifebook.com and let me know if you'd like my copy. Since our intentions are like stars, we are headed to the nearest galaxy with Dobbs Ferry High School student Blake Hoard. His physics project has made him a finalist in the National Siemens Competition in Math, Science, and Technology. Brianna was right about the stars pulling things in around them.
So my project is improving on a computer simulation of how planets form in order to determine what we would see if we take a telescope observation of one of those planets forming outside of our solar system.
Planets are forming right now as we speak?
Right now as we speak, that's correct.
I didn't really ever think about that before in my entire life. What makes you think about these things?
Well, I've always been interested in space in general. My grandfather worked for NASA, and I'm really just curious about what is outside of this Earth, what's beyond even our own solar system.
Wow, your grandfather worked for NASA. All right, that's a little bit of inspiration. So how many planets are forming, and what does it look like? And do they knock into each other, or are they safe to just grow and grow? How does it work?
Around most stars, there are planets forming. Around about half of stars in our own galaxy alone, planets have already formed. So we actually have observations from telescopes in space and like in Hawaii of little disks of dust and gas around other stars. So we can see giant bright spots where these planets are forming. So what happens is around other stars in our galaxy, giant planets have to form from tiny molecules, smaller than even sand grains.
Disks of dust and gas, molecules smaller than grains of sand, will bind together to become a planet. And this is happening all the time. Why is it happening? Just the way the conditions are in the universe?
Exactly. So stars form in what are called nebulae. So a nebula is basically a very low-density cloud of gas and dust. So imagine just hundreds of millions and billions of tiny sand, grains of sand, scattered in space. And then after a star forms, like our own sun, some of those sand grains are left outside of the sun. So that forms a disk. So our solar system is in a flat plane, like a disk, in that those tiny grains of sand build up, basically sticking together. So like you were saying before, when planets are colliding in other systems, they actually are. So these tiny sand grains are smashing together and forming bigger rocks. Basically, if you're throwing mud onto a pile, they're just all sticking together.
Hey, you know, if you had a live camera on this, I'd watch it.
I would too. That would be great.
Now, I want to ask you a couple of things. What is it that you want to do in your career? Obviously, science is going to be your career right after school. What do you want to do?
So I'm looking into going to a university and either majoring in computer science, physics, or astrophysics. And I'd like to do either something along the lines of planet formation or astrophysics, trying to further the exploration in space with humanity.
You know, I just heard on the news today that people talk about, you know, living on the moon or private companies taking trips to the moon. How do you feel about all that? Will there be human life on planets? Will we send ourselves to live on planets in the future?
I think that is almost a certainty that will happen, especially with SpaceX, with the CEO Elon Musk. I'm a big fan of Elon Musk. He's planning on sending humans to Mars and starting a colony in, I think, the mid-2020s. So that's very, like, on our doorstep.
Right.
And it's inevitable that will happen.
All right, I saw Ben Affleck's movie.
Yeah.
Would you go?
I would definitely go. I'm not sure my mom would be too happy about it, but I would sign up right away.
That was my next question. How would your mother feel about that? We're talking to Blake Hoard, a senior at Dobbs Ferry High School, and his project, High Mass Planet Spiral Shocks as a Source of Infrared Emission in Protoplanetary Disks. How'd I do on that title, huh?
That was perfect.
I got it all out there. I'm going to give you a really hard task right now, but I think you're up to it. There are moms and dads listening to this radio station, and they want their kids to grow up and be like you and be interested in math and science. How can moms and dads inspire their kids to that end?
I think moms and dads can help inspire their kids by letting them do what they love. So a lot of parents might pressure their kids into going into one field or another, but really they'll only be happy if they're doing like what they love, what they're passionate about. And when they find what they're passionate about, maybe encourage them to read about it, to read everything they can, and to seek other opportunities and never stop trying.
You heard it here first, moms and dads. Blake Hoard of Dobbs Ferry High School, a finalist in the Siemens competition in math, science, and technology. I hope he pulls in some scholarship money. Move the sofa. We're coming back with an exercise to create more space in our universe so we can pull in the good stuff.
You're listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show with Casey on 100.7 WHUD. Find out more and listen to previously broadcast shows online at kcradio.com.
Ladies, you know how good it feels to catch a glimpse of your own reflection and smile back at it. Dr. David Bank at the Center for Dermatology, Cosmetic, and Laser Surgery in Mount Kisco can help refresh your reflection naturally. Long-lasting Thermage uses radio frequency to strengthen your skin. Thermage can help you regain a youthful contouring of your cheekbones and jaw. It works great on stretch marks and on your legs and around your knees, too. A Fraxel laser treatment pinpoints sunspots, scars, and wrinkles, and stimulates your own natural collagen. Fraxel can help change damaged skin into glowing, healthy skin. Ladies, in less time than a yoga class or a mani-pedi, you can renew and rejuvenate your skin and smile back at your reflection. Take the first step today. Call Dr. David Bank at the Center for Dermatology in Mount Kisco. Here's the number, 914-241-3003. And visit thecenterforderm.com. You'll be happy you did.
A bullseye rash can be the first sign of Lyme disease, but not everyone will develop the rash. If you've been in areas where Lyme disease is common and develop fever, fatigue, facial paralysis, or joint and muscle pain, seek medical care. Reduce your chances of getting Lyme disease by wearing insect repellent, showering soon after coming indoors, and checking for ticks daily. To learn more, visit www.cdc.gov/Lyme. A message from CDC.
Hi, I'm Queen Latifah. My mom has always been my rock. She's stronger than anyone I've ever known. Growing up, when life got hard, her strength helped pull us through. And now, as she's managing heart failure, her strength once again shines.
The American Heart Association wants everyone to experience more of life's precious moments. 1 in 5 Americans will be diagnosed with heart failure, a serious life-threatening condition. But it doesn't have to steal your hope and strength.
To me, strength is hope. If I don't stay strong, it's like I'm giving up on hope. I have too much to live for. My family, my students, my friends, they're my reason for living a healthier, longer life. Together, we're rising above heart failure.
Learn simple changes you can make to help prevent, improve, or manage the condition at riseabovehf.org.
In 1964, a gallon of milk cost 49 cents. A gallon of gasoline was only 30 cents, and 97% of all children with leukemia died. Times certainly have changed. Today, thanks in part to research funded by the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the 5-year survival rate for the most common childhood leukemia is more than 90%. We've also helped fund breakthrough treatments like targeted therapies and immunotherapy drugs. First approved by the FDA for blood cancers, these therapies are now showing promise for patients with other cancers as well. Funding more than 300 active research programs, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society needs your support. To help fund the next breakthrough, or perhaps even a cure. Go to LLS.org or call 888-HELP-LLS. Go to LLS.org and help save lives, not someday, but today.
Hi, it's Casey. Next week, we're going to have a full half hour with transformational life coach Elizabeth Browning. She's got an exercise to change your life, so get up.
So what I want to do is I want to give people a chance to actually experience this.
Okay.
And if you're listening, if you're at home, I would love for you to stand up and actually get physical. If you're driving, obviously, you're going to have to imagine yourself doing this, let out sound, do what you can in the car. But then listen to this again and do this at home, because it's one thing to watch it. It's like an exercise video. If you watch them exercise, nothing happens. Mm-hmm. If you get up and move, everything changes.
Right.
And what I always start with is creating a space, because in order to change and to become who we want to be, before we can just jump into it, there are things we need to clear and we need space around us.
Ah.
And so what I mean by that is I mean an energetic space.
Right.
So what you're going to do is you're going to think of anything that is weighing you down or bothering you or in your way today.
Okay.
Or in your life.
Got it.
It can be a person. It can be something that happened. It can be an idea that you just keep going over and over that sabotages you. And what you're going to do is you're going to name it for yourself. You're literally going to reach down. You're going to pick it up and you are going to throw it out and you're going to let out sound.
Well, where am I going to reach to?
So
inside of me?
You're going to reach down to the ground as if it's all lying in a big mess around you. Okay.
All right.
So one of the things you might, and I'm going to give some people some examples. Here are all of the judgments that people have ever put on us that say that we can't do something brand new at any age. I want you to pick that up. And I want you to let out sound and throw it out. Ha! Good.
So I'm literally acting out the motion.
Yes, you're acting out the motion. And I want you, don't just sort of go, and let it drop right in front of you. Throw it out, because you'll feel the energy of that negativity leave your body. So we're going to do it again. The idea that you can't start over again and do something brand new. And people, all the limited thinking that people put on us. So that'll be the last one.
Absolutely.
We'll pick it up and we'll throw that out and let out sound.
Ha!
And then if you feel tension in your body, take it and wipe your hand across wherever you feel the tension. It could be in your chest. It could be on your face, on your head. Wipe it off and just start to throw that off too. Because what you're going to do is you're going to make some space for yourself. And you're not just thinking space, but you're telling your body it's time to start to let this go. And then with your arm, I want you to sweep in a huge circle all the way around yourself so that you make a think about making a huge amount of beautiful space.
I love this.
And you can do like a circle of color. You can pick any color you want. And you've created this huge circle of being. And then what I want you to do is I want you to start to literally reach up to the sky and pull in what you want to surround yourself with today. So you can pull in laughter. And you can pull in love.
Money?
And money. So much money. Abundance. And adventure. And new ideas. And spontaneity.
Opportunities.
Opportunities. Good. What else could we pull in? Really surround
yourself.
Surround yourself with health. And see what it feels like to literally fill this circle of being.
I'm going to do this every day. I love it.
Totally. If you did, you would start your day in a completely different way. Because we think that the outside world gives us permission and tells us that we can have what we want, and then we become that. But it's exactly the opposite. We get to pick whatever role we want to play. We get to step into it and move with it and breathe with it. And then the world around us begins to change.
Are you ready to make a big change? Elizabeth Browning will join us next week for the full half hour. So, of course, the thought of the day will echo Elizabeth Browning. We get to pick whatever role we want to play. We get to step into it and move with it. And then the world around us will begin to change. If you're listening to this on Sunday morning, I'll see you at Shine On, the Health and Happiness Holiday Shopping Fair, today at Mount Carmel Hall in Verplank, 10:45 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. Details at caseyradio.com. If not, see you next week.
You've been listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show with Casey, an Ella's Leash production. The content of Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, is intended for general information purposes only. Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, is made possible with support from the Center for Dermatology, Cosmetic, and Laser Surgery in Mount Kisco. Let Dr. David Bank recapture your youthful look. Visit thecenterforderm.com. You'll be happy you did. You can listen to previously broadcast shows online at kcradio.com. Join Casey for another edition of Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, next Sunday morning from 100.7 WHUD.